What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, I told you I was gonna ship out baklava same day if you guys ordered over the weekend. So as you guys know, I made a video yesterday telling you that my baklava is ready to sell. I made a fresh batch yesterday, and I told you if you guys ordered last night or early this day that I'll be able to ship out my baklava. And now I'm on the way to the store, well, not the store, the UPS office, to ship it out. Obviously, I'm not going to show you the front of it because that has the mailing label. I was able to use Amazon Ship and Click, so I don't even have to stand in line. I'm just going to waddle my ass all the way inside. I'm going to go to the self-service. Wait until he's done, and then I'm gonna throw it over and get the arrow. So quiet in here. Just waiting for him. Alright, there we go. Alright, guys, so it's our turn. So, yeah, guys, this is it. This is a baklava. It's a double packed. So, there's a box inside of this box, and that box is Monday to Friday. Next pickup is gonna be 5 o'clock. I think we can do it today. We're definitely doing it today. I don't know if I missed. So this is it, guys. This is the baklava package right here. It's gonna go on inside. Bada bing. Bada boom. It's gone. That's it. Our baklava is gone. It has shipped out. Our baklava has shipped out. What did I tell you guys? I told you I'd ship stuff out within 24 hours if I get the order the same day the baklava is ready. So, yeah, guys, for $35, you get baklava shipped to your home, handmade walnuts, pistachios, real honey, a hint of brown sugar, cinnamon, a zest of lemon. So, everybody likes my baklava except Coach Bitch Bill, and that's because I can't deliver it to the truck stop that he sucks dick at. Not because he's a dick sucker, but you know, they don't know what truck he's gonna be working on at the time. That's my piece of shit car over there. Have to admit, best in German engineering right there. I know you guys out there been telling me, oh, Omar, you should have gotten the Mercedes 190. Yeah, but those are too old school for me, man. I need something a little bit more modern. Like, I think the best time to buy a car is anywhere from, like, very late 90s to, like, the first 4 or 5 years of 2000. I mean, that's probably the best time for cars, you know. It still is old school, but at the same time, it has some modern day things. Now, this car doesn't have Bluetooth, but that's fine. I have one of those Bluetooth things you can buy from Amazon and turn the radio on and you just adjust it to the radio. It works fine, so I really don't care if a car doesn't have Bluetooth. But yeah, personally, I think any car between, say, late 90s, like after 1996, that way you can diagnose the car, you know. Those car diagnosers, I think they work on cars made after 1996. So I would say like 1998 all the way up to like maybe 2004, 2005 really would be the sweet spot, especially for foreign made cars. Yeah, guys, so like I said, man, if any of you guys put in an order for a baklava today, Monday, is around 3 o'clock. If you put in an order for a baklava, you know what? Let's see what time it is. I want to know if we made the cutoff for 2:45. Yeah, as you guys can see, my car My car is literally a walking garbage. Oh, it's 3:12. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock. I mean, that's fine. I mean, it will be shipped out, God willing, within 2 hours. You know, they have two pickup times here. They have 2:45, which we missed, and then back again at 5 o'clock. So it's gonna officially get shipped out today. I mean, that thing within 24 hours, it went from the oven to the fridge because it gotta get cold a little bit, you know. And then the longer the baklava stays like that, the more the sweet gooey stuff gets sucked into the nuts and what have you. So yeah, getting a baklava like a day or so after it's made is good. If you leave it a couple of days afterwards, it's even better. So as long as you guys get your hands on it within, I would say, a week or 10 days since it was made, that's really the best time to eat baklava, because the nuts are gonna suck in all the gooey stuff. And you guys have to understand, baklava, because it's filly dough, real honey, nuts, walnuts, pistachios, all that stuff doesn't go bad that easy. So realistically speaking, you can probably leave baklava in a cool, dry place, you know, not in the middle of the sun, and definitely not in my car. You can leave it in there for like a month and it's still gonna be fine. You know, I've actually had baklava. I remember, you know, when I sent the truck to be renovated, I forgot the baklava in the truck, and I came back like a month later, it was still fine. And that was before I was sealing them. Of course, I ate all of them myself, you know, I didn't serve them to the customers. But now that we are vacuum sealing the baklava, that stuff can probably last a month or so since it's made. So now I'm thinking, man, should I just have do FBA, have fulfilled by Amazon? You know, in other words, I make the baklava, then I ship them out to like Amazon, and then let Amazon do the fulfillment, you know. So I'll probably ship out 10 to Amazon at a time. So if you guys are like, hey, Amar, I can probably order one from you, you know, if like 10, 15 of you guys like order any of these baklavas within a couple of weeks, then I'll do FBA. You know, that way I can just make them all at once, ship them out to Amazon. You guys are probably gonna get, you know, Amazon's speedy delivery, shit like that. And if it gets really popular with FBA, I can probably make, let's see, 1 hour, 10, let's say 12. I can probably make 24 boxes of baklava a day, really. And that's with one oven, you know. If we got two ovens, you just time that number by two, right? So yeah, that's gonna be the next episode, would be, should I do the baklava myself and then ship it out immediately to Amazon and let them do the fulfillment, or should I continue doing them myself? I mean, the good thing about doing them myself is that you guys get the order fresh. If I do Amazon, you know, the baklava could be there for a couple of weeks before it gets shipped out. But if we have the demand on Amazon where I send out like 10 baklavas and all 10 of them get bought out within a week, then that's a very, very good thing. You know, I'd rather do FBA than me having to do them myself. Because what happens if I, you know, travel and shit like that, you know? I'm not gonna let anybody know what my secret is, you know? So I'd rather do FBA, but I really don't wanna do FBA unless I know the stuff I'm gonna send to Amazon will get bought out within a month. So you guys let me know in the comment section if you'd prefer FBA, or if you would like it if I continue doing them myself, where I get the order, I make them, then the next day I ship them out. Because I'm gonna make baklava, I have to make baklava every day, because we have Uber Eats, we have DoorDash, we have walk-up customers. So every day or two I have to make baklava. So, you know, so if I make baklava, like I said yesterday, I made a video saying, hey guys, fresh baklava, if you order within the next 20 hours, you're gonna get it shipped out same day, which is what I did, you know, 5 minutes ago. So every day I have to make baklava whether I like it or not, not just for Amazon, but you know, for the food truck customers. So you guys let me know, man, if you guys prefer FBA, and again, fulfillment by Amazon. I just have to make sure that the orders I send to Amazon are bought within a month, you know, that way it's not like they'd go bad, because nuts, fill you though, like honey doesn't go bad. Nuts, I mean, they wouldn't go bad for several months, but again, you really don't want to leave anything, you know, in there for a few months, you know. So if I can get the baklava like bought out within a month of Amazon having them, that would actually be better. So I'm thinking of doing FBA, but you guys let me know in the comment section if you'd prefer FBA or if you'd rather have me send the baklava out to you myself, you know, within 24 hours of making them. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.